Good morning. 7:57 a.m. on Wednesday, the 14th of January. And I forgot to turn the recorder on. I'm walking along, listening to Oingo Boingo, bopping along. And yeah, I've walked like half a block. Oh, I'm supposed to be recording now. Sorry. It's been a kind of life this week, this month so far, this year to date. It's halfway through the month. So progress. I've got all the share books en route. They're being printed. They're being shipped. And I should have them. The latest shipment is due on the 22nd. I go south on the 23rd. So we're good. I've got about a third of the way through Ravenwood. And it occurs to me, if I can get Ravenwood done, I can take down a few Ravenwoods. I'll have time to get them shipped in. And I can take a few Ravenwoods down for people who are more... at least interested in the fantasy, even if it's a science fiction convention. So, yeah, we'll go there. Yesterday was also tax day. It was, you have to file at least 24 hours in advance for estimated payments. And the due date for last quarter is January the 15th. So that meant I had to send off huge piles of cash yesterday. But it's done. I've paid it. I still have money, a little bit, and a whole new year in which to earn more. So, yeah, somebody on one of my groups asked about the ferrets to see how was I doing. And honestly, the last couple of months, the last month, the last 4 weeks, from just before Christmas till, well, even right now, it's been difficult for me to focus. I'm not exactly sure why, other than it's been difficult for me to focus. I don't know that I need a why. It's just lots of stuff going on. Yesterday was a holy crap day. In terms of doing the tax stuff. And if I was into New Year's resolutions, I would make a resolution to do a better job of keeping track so that I can send off smaller payments through the year and not get stuck doing a whole year's worth at the end. So, let's see, games. I don't know if I mentioned Ingress. I know I haven't talked about Ingress. Ingress is not currently running. I had a site that was going to be, like, cool, because it was tucked away. It was in the back of a park. There was no way to get to it except by walking. And it was coming on winter, and I'd had it for 45 days or so. So I was thinking, okay, this could be my guardian site. For those of you who don't know, you get points for maintaining a portal for a long period of time. And you really need a black badge in order to go beyond level 8. Not that that's going to happen anytime soon for me, but that was sort of the goal, was to try to keep it for 120 days. Figuring that over the winter, nobody would go back to the back of the park. Nobody would go out in a cold, nobody would walk through the snow, until things got a little better around March or April. No, in the middle of a snowstorm, in the middle of the night, 12 degrees, blowing snow, somebody took my portal. And of course, ingress doesn't tell you so that you can defend it, which I would have been able to do. But instead told me after it was captured that it was being attacked. It was very disconcerting. It was very disheartening. And add that to the other difficulties of gameplay. It's like you can't, this isn't a casual game. You have to say, okay, I'm going to get out and drive all over town so I can walk around the park or walk around the campus or walk around this place or the other place and do my hacking and do my portals and do my whatever's. And you know what? It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. I'm level 4. I'm probably going to stay level 4. I've picked up the massive sum of 5,000 activity points in the last 3.5 months. It's just not going to happen. So, yeah, and add to that the fact that, when I first started, I submitted, 12, 14 new sites. None of them have been reviewed yet, and apparently that's not uncommon. It's 6 months, 8 months before a site gets reviewed, and then quite frequently, even though it fulfills the guidelines, it's not accepted, it gets rejected. So I'll check in once a week or so to see if anybody has actually reviewed my stuff, and maybe they'll review it, maybe they'll accept a few of them. I punched up a couple churches that's supposed to be good. Got some walking path, some sculptures. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. Right at the moment, ingress is sort of like, meh. I don't even have it turned on capturing my miles. It's just not something I'm up to. In theory, I could... Yikes, it's slippery. In theory, I could get a black badge for walking. But I'd have to walk like a million kilometers to do it. And I'm probably going to wind up walking a million kilometers over the next 10 years, but... You know, it's like, really? Why? No, done. Pretty much done. Unless something happens, unless some other piece of information, unless something changes in the game, unless it becomes much more interesting. Apparently most of the people in town are green. And it's good for me because now they've gone through, and I think the entire town is now green. I think they've captured every blue portal that there is, which is good for me because that means if I happen to be someplace and have a few minutes to kill and there are a portal by nearby, it's going to be green and I can hack it and get activity points. And the same can't be said for them. It's one of the liabilities of turning the whole town green is that now you can't get activity points for hacking the sites, which is kind of short-sighted on their part. And it doesn't help that they made them all level 6s and 7s. There's apparently a couple of people who are going around together and hacking together, because there's... Okay, fine. I'm making the eastern turn here, and there's tire tracks in the snow on the sidewalk, and I'm going, what the hell? And apparently it was somebody who went up here in the middle of the night. Because they got up here, and the tire tracks stop at the post, at the monk post, and then they back up. You can see where they were backing up across the snow. Funny as hell. Monk post. So, yeah. That's it for that. For EVE Online, I finished my Fenrir. I got him out of the oven a few days ago. Sold it for 300 million profit. 300 million real profit over the price of the minerals that I bought and mined for it. So, Yeah, that was good. And now I've got a big chunk of cash sitting in my wallet, so that's kind of cool. Slide in a way. So between the weather and being sick, this has not been a good week. Jenny's missing her second day of school this week. She missed two last week. So before she's even through the end of the second week, she's used almost half of her allocated sick days. And it's going to be a long semester, 13 more weeks. She does have her schedule. She's got the schedule that she wanted, so that's progress. I did get my exercise yesterday. This is not I've been sitting for 3 days and now I'm going to go out and walk too fast and my legs are going to hurt again. I got my exercise the last few days. Shoveling the walks. Jeez. So let's see, it's like 22 degrees out here, 24 degrees. It's kind of chilly. It was chilly when I started. I've warmed up. I've warmed up quite a lot. I did put on my thermal shirt. I should have put on my thermal pants. It's my legs that get cold. And I've got the thermal shirt on. And a fleece pullover underneath my parka. So it's actually quite... It's actually quite comfortable now that I've been walking a mile and a half, built up a little body heat. It's really quite comfortable. Most of the walks have been cleared, if not fully, at least in part. The only places where it's really slippery now are in the streets. The streets are horrible, particularly at the intersections where the snow got packed down and then smoothed off by people. Spinning tires trying to move. It's slick. It's just smooth as can be. So yeah, today is going to be another mining and marking day. With any luck at all, I'll be able to get through Ravenwood today and get its changes incorporated tomorrow. It's not... There's a few changes. It's funny. I find them in clumps. I find them in clumps. It's like I find one, then 3 lines later I find another, and then 3 lines later I find another. And it's like I'll go. It's like five corrections in a single paragraph, and then the rest of it is clean. So it's very odd. It's a very interesting pattern. And most of the ones that I'm finding are repeated words. So I'll use the same word 4 times in one paragraph, which is, you know, if it's just an article, if it's like the or something, that's not too surprising, but it's like, it's nouns. They're nouns, names, things, and I'll repeat them 3, 4, 5 times in the same paragraph. So yeah, I'm cleaning those out. Some of those sentences are a little bit long. I'm cleaning up some of them as well. They tend to all go together, so if I find one thing, I tend to find three or four things in the same paragraph. And I don't know if it's because I'm reading along and it breaks my concentration, or it impinges on my awareness, and then because I'm aware of it, I look more closely at the things around it, or what that is. But it doesn't carry forward. So if I find a bunch of stuff in one paragraph, I don't find a bunch of stuff in the next paragraph. It's like, okay, well, that's pretty good. Okay. And I keep going. So, yeah, I should have books to take. I should have things to do. I'm going to go away for a week. It'll be, well, not a week, a long weekend. And I'll be wined and dined and put up in style. So, coolness. Next thing I have to do is start looking forward to Balticon. I should book my airline tickets now. I hate to. Jesus. All I need is a $300, $400 airfare gone west on me. I suppose I could buy a refundable ticket. Balticon. Oh, yeah. Jeez Louise. And when you know it, the path that's the most obscured, that's most snow and ice covered, of the 2 miles that I have just walked, the worst path is this last 100 feet beside the park. Like, Bromba. Off we go. Oh, this looks bad. Glare ice. Yep, still recording. That's a good sign. Water builds up and then runs up on the sidewalks. I don't know what it's supposed to be today, but it's probably not going to be terribly warm. I might get up into 40s. Ice, baby. So anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.